Woodhouse has been a trusted partner in your everyday since 1975. Shop for your next vehicle with the home team at Woodhouse and the official auto dealer of Nebraska Athletics. Josh Hill coming back with you on a Thursday, Sports Nightly here on the Huskers Radio Network. Tonight we're replaying the Big Ten Baseball Championship game from earlier this year between Nebraska and UCLA. The Huskers scored three runs in the top of the second to take a 3-0 lead on the Bruins. And now we move ahead to the top of the third with the score still 3-0. Back to Charles Schwab Field in Omaha with Ben McLaughlin and Nick Handley.
It'll be 4-5-6 due up for Nebraska. Again, if you're just joining us, Huskers had to make a in-game change. Robbie Bullen, who made a heck of a defensive play, running down a line shot in the right center, pulled up limp and not sure if it's a hamstring, a knee, an ankle, something, but he's out of the game. Max Buten back now in right field for Nebraska. This one is hit over to right field off the bat of Swanson Salgado at the warning track in right field, makes the catch for the first out. A loud out, but an out nonetheless for the Bruins here in the top of the third. Here's Case Sanderson. Case had a sharply hit two-strike hit. Back in the second, came around and scored. He is one for one today, getting his first look at Chris Grotus. First offering away, 1-0. Next pitch outside, 2-0 now quickly to Case Sanderson. The pitch inside, 3-0. You're looking at Grotus' numbers, and again, that strikeout to walk ratio, not exactly what you'd want if you're a Bruin fan. Has shown the inability to find the strike zone at times in his appearances. Does on that pitch, 3-1. Grotus with a 24 strikeout to 12 walk ratio. Not bad. See if Sandy can find something to drive here at 3-1, the pitch, and he hits a ground ball over to Chalowski, backhands it, now fires over to first in time. So two outs, that'll bring up Dylan Carey, had an RBI double back in the second. One for one today is DC. First pitch upstairs with the changeup. Dylan Carey at 295 on the year, now has the team lead of 19 doubles with that last one in the second. The 1-0 offering. This one is popped up into foul territory on the right side. That's going to reach the seats. 1-1 pitch. That's tapped foul down the third base side over by third base coach Mike Sirianni. He'll make the jog over there to pick it up. Lance Arvell, first base coach for Nebraska. Mike Sirianni at third. One ball, two strikes, two away here in the top of the third. Nebraska leading 3-0 here in the Big Ten Championship. Grotus working from the stretch. In offers, that ball's sharply hits down the right field line. That's going to drop in there. Extra bases again for Dylan Carey, rounding first on his way to second. And he's going to hold up there. Back-to-back doubles for Dylan Carey. And Nebraska with a runner in scoring position with two away for the freshman Devin Nunez. Good piece of two-strike hitting there for Dylan Carey, doing the exact same thing he did in the second inning, going the other way with it. And we've said it so many times throughout this year, Ben and myself and David, of when Dylan Carey has it going, you're usually seeing those line drives middle opposite. He can pull as well as any of them, but when he's going middle opposite with those line drives, that's when you feel confident about what he's doing in the batter's box. Devin Nunez, see if he can pick up Dylan Carey. Walked back in the second, was stranded, looks at a fastball away, 1-0. Nunez, two doubles last night, 316 hitter. He's had a really solid freshman year. Not an everyday starter, but has been the DH for all of the games here in the Big Ten tournament except for the Michigan State game. He turns on one to right field. This one is going back. Devin Nunez leaves the yard. A two-run bomb, and Nebraska takes a 5-0 lead. Fella, get into one. Devin Nunez. We asked the question, how pumped up would some of these players be that have not experienced this stage, this type of crowd? Well, Devin Nunez has been just fine. Wow. Huskers follow up a three spot in the second with a two spot in the third. Stokes pops one up, foul over the right side, going to reach the seats. Nothing in one here on Rhett Stokes. Grotus working from the stretch, the lefty. The pitch shows bunt. Stokes puts one down the right side. This is going to be a tough play. Turns and fires. Not in time. Rhett Stokes with an infield bunt hit. Keeps the inning alive for Nebraska. How about that for Rhett Stokes? A two-hit game after an RBI single back in the second. And now, look, UCLA is a fantastic team, and what they did to Nebraska and Westwood back in March, I mean, that stands by itself. But Nebraska, you get the feeling they're trying to bully the Bruins a little bit here. Here's Hogan Eligzo, and now we're going to have
change.
A pitching change.
Nick, and they're just not scared. You know, that just the fearless mentality that this team has had.
Moss comes set, first offering. Fastball on the outside corner, strike one to Eligzo. Hogan struck out looking with bases loaded back in the second. On a pitch from Landon Stump, that was outstanding. 0-1 pitch, just got a piece of that one as Rhett Stokes was moving on the pitch. Nothing in two, and again with this lead, this opens up what you can do on the base path as well. Still a lot of baseball to be played. Huskers know that more than anything, having seen this Bruin team. Nothing in two here to Eligzo. The pitch. There's a slow chopper over to third. Tough play for Martin. Fires long throw, and they get the tag applied to Eligzo just in time. Mullivai Levu playing the first base bag, coming off of it and sweeping the tag on Eligzo to retire the side. But Nebraska has a go at it. Two runs. Off two hits, a two-run homer, three hits that is, two-run homer by Devin Nunez highlights the frame for Nebraska. First pitch from Ty Horn, high and outside of the fastball, 1-0. Ty Horn, now in his third inning here in this start, working with a five-run cushion, but as Ty Horn knows, he's got to be on attack. Breaking ball missed low and inside. 2-0 now here to Blake Baltz. And we talked about this a lot yesterday between the Oregon matchup and Penn State. Just being able to establish that first out, especially with the lead. 2-0 pitch. That's off the plate. 3-0. 3-0 pitch. Fastball down the middle. 3-1. Now going to have to climb back. Will Ty Horn. Out of the windup. Starts that glove below the waist. So he gets his sign. Now brings it up. Kicks and fires. Missed on the inner half, so a lead-off walk, and for the second straight inning, UCLA has their lead man aboard, and this is not a trend you want to continue if you're Ty Horn. It'll be Cashel Duggar. Duggar the catcher. Fastball in there, strike one. But there is an area of this lineup, unlike Oregon yesterday, that you can attack, and it is definitely Duggar being one of those guys. Phoenix called the second baseman, nine-hole hitter as well. Breaking ball just missed inside. Didn't miss by much. One ball, one strike. On the Bruin catcher, Cashel Duggar, left-handed hitter. With Baltz leading away from first, 1-1 pitch. That one's turned on right to the second baseman. Caden Brumball thought about second. Now we'll go to first with it. And they do get that out. Does put Baltz in scoring position. Caden Brumball made the right decision, though, because his momentum was taking him towards the first base side.
Yeah, priority number one, get an out. I mean, there's no way you're turning a double play there with the way that ball was hit. And so get an out, reset, and move on to the next hitter. Smart play.
Phoenix call the second baseman. Hitting 246 on the year. Right-handed hitter. First pitch hit right to Dylan Carey. Bobbles it, picks it back up, fires over to first in time. Good job by Dylan Carey to knock it down, recover, and not speed up the process. So many times you see a shortstop panic and then throw a bad one into the first baseman to handle, and DC did not do that.
Well, and it's cool for the fans to see DC uncork one. I mean, they get to see the absolute hose that he has at shortstop.
So Dean West, Flew out to Gabe Swanson in the first, 0-for-1 today. Leadoff hitter for UCLA. First pitch just off the plate with the fastball. West a 3-15 hitter, good speed. Out of the left-handed batter's box. Breaking ball, misses low and inside. And that's been one pitch as of late for Ty Hornet. He's been unable to locate effectively.
Well, you got to come after West because you don't want to face Chulowski with two on.
Yeah, definitely not. He homered yesterday against the Hawkeyes, and he's done it a lot this year. 2-0 pitch. This one is turned on into center field. Riley Silva has a beat on it, waits for it, makes the catch, and that retires the side. Another good job by Ty Horn working around a leadoff base runner. No runs off, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base.
The Big Red in firm control of this one, up 5-3. We'll continue this replay of the Big Ten Baseball Championship after a quick break.
Hit us up on the text line. Text 402-413-2400 with your Husker thoughts.